Welcome to Dharma Glimpses, an introduction to the profound treasury teachings of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, taught by Judy Leaf. In this episode, Judy discusses loving kindness.
Welcome. Today I'd like to focus on the topic of loving kindness, known in Sanskrit as Maitri, M-A-I-T-R-I, Maitri. Basically, Maitri is a cornerstone of the entire Buddhist path. Without Maitri, without loving kindness, no matter how much you meditate and how much you study the Dharma, it really will lack ultimate value, be pointless. Maitri is the opening. It's like the valve through which the power of the Dharma can flow. It's the foundation of true spiritual practice. How kind are you really to even yourself? Many people are not kind to themselves, let alone kind to anyone else. Kindness is powerful. It is transformative, and it's fundamental to our human nature. Yet, ironically, it's easy to lose our connection, to lose that sense of the heart of things, and just get caught up in the actions without the essence, the practice without the heart, the study without the heart, the engagement in the world without the heart, our relationship to ourselves without the heart. But Maitri is the heart. It is a whole energy that brings our understanding alive. At first, Maitri might arrive just as simple little pinpricks, little noticings. In the midst of our struggles and dramas and so many things to obsess about, if you're like me anyway, many things to obsess about, the nature of the world, our failures and our disappointments and people and their difficulties and endless pressures and work and money and health and aging and relationships, the whole thing. Somehow in the midst of all that, there are little moments that are refreshing, little moments where we're just pulled out of our own dramas for a second, little moments of freshness. It might be sparked by the simplest thing, as simple as the sun coming out from behind the clouds after days of cloudiness, the sunny day. It could come about by observing some spontaneous act of kindness that comes out of the blue, is so much a part of everyday life if we notice, if we pay attention. It could be a song that brings tears to our eyes and tenderness to our hearts. It could be a bird. It could be a dog. It could be a flower, the first crocus we see popping through the snow. When we start to notice those little moments, we begin to realize that Maitri, that kind of tenderness and heartfulness of life, is always there. But so often we're absorbed in our personal concerns, and we're so speedy and rushed that we pass right by, we don't see them, we don't notice. It's not that suddenly things are more Maitri-like, more kind, it's not suddenly we're more kind or see kindness in others. It's always there. It's that we tune in more, we appreciate and notice more. The path of Buddhism, path of Dharma, could be described actually in terms of the growth of the recognition of Maitri. From just simple glimpses here and there, little reminders that shake us out of our self-centered world, to extended sense of Maitri encompassing all of experience, not just the highs, but also the lows, not just what we favor, but the challenges of life. The sense of Maitri being energy that permeates pretty much everything. Maitri also develops from beginning to make friends with ourselves, which is how Trungpa Rinpoche described the point of meditation, is making friends with yourself. As you know, I'm sure you know, many people have not made friends with themselves. Many people actually hate themselves. So it might begin with simply recognizing your own worthiness, your own lovability, you could say. And the more you recognize that in yourself, as you are with all your foibles and problems, you begin to be softer and more able to recognize that in others. So it's an extension from self to others, an extension from little glimpses to a more ongoing recognition of the kindness that's there if you look for it, if you're willing to see it. We spend so much time, many of us, chasing our own tails, searching for happiness of some sort, looking here and looking there, and begin to see that we can't really reliably force the experience of happiness, particularly since we place our hopes in happiness on external conditions over which we have very little control. So great, we're happy something good happens. But the flip side of that is that we're depressed, something bad happens. Relying on external conditions, relying on friends, is an unreliable source of happiness. So instead of being caught up in perpetual strategies and struggles to secure happiness somehow by making sure all the conditions line up and are just right, it's said that in meditation practice and in the Buddhist understanding, it makes more sense to recognize Maitri, loving kindness, as something independent of that struggle and search for happiness, something that's always accessible no matter the circumstances, and a hallmark and beauty of the human condition that's being brought out, nurtured, and cultivated through the practice of meditation with its view of human worth and goodness. Thank you for joining me for this glimpse of Dharma.
This podcast is made possible through the support of the Hemera Foundation. To learn more about Judy Leaf's teachings, publications, and retreats, or to contribute to the support of this podcast, please visit judyleaf.com.